Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, thanks to Impact Media for GSU Panther Zone. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. This will be our regular time day. Typically, we will try to be a little earlier than this, but, you know, sometimes things happen. Good thing is, we're on with you right now. So, if you're not listening to us live, appreciate you downloading. If you are listening to us live, appreciate you listening to us live. Of course, you can listen to us on any of the links we post up on social media, working on the website to make sure it has all the correct links and all that sort of thing so that you can participate in the show. Of course, if you do want to participate in the show, you can always call 347-826-7448, and that will put you on my fun little call sheet. We will click on you, bring you on to the show. I ask that you keep it PG as much as possible, but any questions, concerns, suggestions, anything, you know, anything whatsoever, would love to hear from you. So much I want to get into today. We're going to talk about, obviously, we're going to talk about the game against Oregon coming up. We're going to also talk about the win over New Mexico State. That is it. I have it in front of me and looking dead at it. Either way. Just making sure we got all of our things up here as well. Cool. And like I said, we are live here on Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate you joining us. If you're new to the show, we try to do this every week. I try to get on here and keep you updated and give you guys a forum as well because, you know, a lot of times you feel like your voice may not be heard. It will be on here. Like I said, all you have to do is either click the links to listen in or 347-826-7448 will get you live on here right now. Totally up to you on that. I'm going to jump right into some of this. I'm going to jump right into the win against New Mexico State. Obviously, like I said, it was a win. It was a win for sure. In that it was 28-26 Georgia State to New Mexico State. This is a back-and-forth contest. It was very fun to follow along with. And if you got a chance to see it, you definitely know how cool the battle was. I just wanted to go over some quick stats, because there were quite a few, and I'll get into why some of these were so spread out. Of course, leading rusher was Kyler Neal, 17 carries for 78 yards. I believe he netted 76. He actually had a two-yard loss. It happens. Not worried about it, including the 17-yard burst. DeMarcus Kirk, 12 carries for 49 yards. And Marcus Caffey, four carries for 43 yards. He had that 29-yard carry that was it was pretty awesome. I really thought he was going to break it there. Speaking of breaks, the unfortunate one, Taz Bateman, he had six carries for 36 yards, including the 11-yard burst. I'll get into his status as he left the game with a forearm injury. I will get into that in a minute. I want to talk about Nick, obviously. Nick Arbuckle, our commander-in-chief. He completed 32 passes out of the 43. Only had the one interception. 372 yards. Applaud you there, Nick, on that one. That is a good chunk. Two touchdowns, including the 51-yarder. He's only sacked one time. That's not only a testament to Nick on how to avoid him, because he's pretty good at that, but this offensive line actually held up for most of the day. As far as receiving, had Nyaki Hyte, five catches for 75 yards, including the 51-yarder. You had Robert Davis, eight catches for 82 yards, including the 25. Was his longest, and Penny Hart, who is slowly emerging as I'm not going to say the next Donovan Harden, because I think they're two separate type of players, but as far as top being the next top potential wide receiver out of Georgia State, I believe Penny could definitely be that. He had 11 catches for 150 yards and two touchdowns, with his longest being the 45-yarder. This kid knows what to do when he gets the ball. He knows how to get open, and I know Nick appreciates that. Let's see. Oh, the field goals. Of course, Will Lutz, our golden booter, golden kicker, golden leg. We'll come up with something. Of course, he hit the 19-yarder and the 22-yarder and just narrowly missed the 40-yarder, but I gave him a couple of them. Actually, out of the seven kickoffs, this is what I really want to put on there. Seven kickoffs, seven touchbacks. He averaged 65 yards per kick. He 455 yards off kickoffs. Unreal. I think that guy could kick goal line to goal line if he wanted to. Ultimately, like I said, picked up the victory. This is not a snarky comment. This is absolute truth, and I mean this in the most sincere way. This win was not only number two overall for Coach Trent Miles. It doubled his overall win total at Georgia State, and this was not only the first victory of the year, but the first conference win. So now 1-0 in the conference. That's definitely a good thing this early on. You're 1-1. You're 1-0 in the conference, including traveling to a different time zone to play. They're going to travel back to that time zone a little later this weekend for the Oregon game. The aftermath of this particular game is all the injuries. And when I say all, most of them, they had to go through four or five different running backs here because they kept getting dinged up a little bit, which happens. Obviously, Kendrick Dorn, who has yet to play at all, and according to a handful of people I've talked to, it may be the best overall running back talent on the team. I believe he's going to have some sort of knee procedure, but he's still out with his knee. As far as people who actually play the game, Marcus Caffey had a small injury. I believe he's going to be okay. Kyler Neal left the game with a cramp. It definitely happens, especially out in different style air, like out there New Mexico State. And then Taz Bateman left with a forearm injury. It ended up being a broken forearm. And depending on which person, which doctor you talk to, it could be anywhere from a couple weeks to 10 weeks. Not sure yet. Hoping Coach Miles has an update for us maybe about towards the end of the week, maybe sometime later tomorrow or something like that. We hope to hear from that. Hope everybody gets well just as soon as possible, because definitely going to need him against Oregon. Speaking of the Oregon game, as the team comes off the win from New Mexico State, Coach Miles said they're not going to Oregon just for the $900,000 check. He said they're going up there to try to get the win, try to show everybody that, this is my words now, trying to show everybody that this is a new and up-and-coming force to be reckoned with and not just now, but years from now. And although it is really cool that it's just a coincidence, in my opinion, they may not be going to Oregon just for the $900,000 check, but It just so happens that the new strength and conditioning center that opened, which looks really nice. I'm going to try to go down there and take a tour. If I do, I'll take some pictures for you guys or a video or something and try to get that up. If not, I'll take a lot of people's word for it that have took those tours. But it just so happens that that cost $900,000. So thank you, Oregon, for picking up the bill on the strength and conditioning center. And thanks also for allowing us to come play you guys in Oregon. I told you Penny Hart, I believe, is starting to break out. He's 5'9", 170 pounds, has 11 receptions on Saturday, which tied a school record. And overall, I believe he has about 203 yards and 3 touchdowns on the year. As we move into the GSU versus Oregon game, I have my 3 keys I'm going to go over here in a minute. But as they are coming off that win against New Mexico State, Oregon is coming off a loss at Michigan State, 28-31, as Connor Cook, who will probably be the top quarterback in next year's draft, he would have been this year if he decided to stay. I think he wanted to stay and beat Oregon. At least that's what I gathered. They were able to pull out that victory there against Oregon. And their quarterback, Vernon Adams Jr., has a broken finger, so I'm pretty sure he's going to play in the game, but it's going to alter his passing a little bit. There's a good chance that that either Bobby Baker or Tarik Batiste could have a few interceptions in this game. It would be really cool to do that, and I actually think they could do it. Who knows? Maybe Alonzo McGee or Michael Shaw or anybody could have him. Why not everybody get one? I'm good with that. You know, every time Vernon Adams throws the ball up in the air, the Georgia State defense can go,
"Get over here!"
Just snag that and run it all the way back. I'm good with that. Now to my 3 keys for how Georgia State can beat Oregon this weekend. The 3 keys. I think you have to establish the run early. They were able to do that with New Mexico State, even though they ended up having to use pretty much every running back on the roster because of injuries. Hopefully these guys are healthy enough to play, except for Taz. I'm pretty sure he probably won't play this weekend until they can get a real evaluation of that forearm. But establishing the run early, especially on a team like Oregon, is going to keep them honest. And if you can keep this defense honest, then you're going to be able to beat them down the road. You have to slow the game down. Oregon's all about speed. You got to think Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly came from Oregon. They still run a similar type style. It's very fast-paced. It's one of those, if your team is running 40 plays a game, then Oregon wants to run, 75 or 80. It's all about speed. So if you can slow it down and keep them from moving so quickly, then I do believe you can control the clock, control the game, probably control the Oregon Ducks. Besides, if a Panther fought a duck, we all know the duck would be an appetizer. Just saying. I used to pick games that way, and it actually works. But into the third key for this game, the third key to Georgia State defeating Oregon, you have to ignore the hype and just play your game. Don't listen to what other people are saying. Who cares what the rankings are? It doesn't matter. The reason why we all play the game, we all report on the game, or we all watch the game, attend the game, the whole reason we're around this game is because on any given day, any team can beat another team. That's why we watch. If the top-rated team won every time, then nobody would watch sports. But as Trent Miles likes to say, this is a team who doesn't give up. Every time I've watched them in the previous couple years, this team doesn't give up. Maybe they're John Cena fans. They know to never give up. I don't know. But I like that they never give up, no matter what the score is, no matter what the scenario, no matter who they're playing. The Georgia State Panther football team does not give up, and I don't think they're going to here. And they're pretty good at ignoring the hype. As you talk to Nick or any of these guys, as I've spoken to them, officially, unofficially, doesn't matter. you know, on the record, off the record. It's not like we're having secret meetings or anything. We're not. If the NCAA is listening, trust me, we're not. But anytime you hear from these guys, they're not into reading a bunch of articles about the game or watching the highlights or the previews on TV. No. They're in class. They're doing their own thing. They're playing their game. They're practicing their plays. They're, you know, going over their game plan. Doesn't matter what the media is saying. Look at Jack State. Jacksonville State almost beat Auburn last weekend. They didn't buy into the hype that Auburn was a perennial top four playoff team this year. They showed that anybody can be beat on any given day. And I think the Panthers do actually have a shot at this. I'd tell you if I didn't think they did, but I think they have a shot. And I'm going to be right, you know, I'm not going to be in Oregon, obviously. Not going to be able to make that trip, unfortunately. But I'll be watching along just like you guys. It's going to be a fun contest. I can't wait to see what the Panthers do against the Ducks. It's going to be a lot of fun. And pretty much that's going to do it for GSU Panther Zone this week, presented by Impact Media right here on Blog Talk Radio. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And, you know, keeping it short and sweet. Just wanted to go over the little bit there, update you guys, because a lot of you guys have asked me about the injuries, made sure I told you guys everything I know. If you want to contact us here at the show or me personally, you got any kind of questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, maybe you want to be on the show sometime, you can hit us up. Our email is 3endzone@gmail.com, @TeamImpactMedia on Twitter, or @TheImpact99 if you want to get me directly. Of course, Impact Media and Panther Zone, we're on Facebook as well. And you can download this podcast anywhere that you can find the iTunes Store, your TuneIn app on your phone, all kinds of places. In fact, if you need more suggestions, just contact us, and we'll make sure. I'll even email it to you if you'd rather get it that way. But for Impact Media, I am Jeremy the Impact York. We'll see you guys next week. Win, Blue, Win. That's my new hashtag, Win, Blue, Win.